You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota.
Pardon the Interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. I'm still confused, Tony. Why does that chair, that new chair, have a headrest?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. It's a massage chair.
Okay, every day it's different. There's no massage dental chair, okay? Which shake your teeth out.
Look, I'm telling you, there's a massage function on this chair. It's good for the lumbar nerves or whatever those things are. It's really good, honestly.
No
idea. No, truly. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, overtime shootouts in college football, rock, paper, scissors in the NFL, and compelling matchups in baseball and basketball tonight. But we begin today with the return of Anthony Davis. He played 17 minutes last night against Dallas, all in the first half. He was 2-for-10 from the field and minus 11 when he was out there, and the Lakers lost. The fifth-place Lakers are now just 2.5 games ahead of the seventh-place Mavericks, and they play again tomorrow. Wilbon, should the Lakers feel encouraged?
Tony, no, not by anything that happened last night other than having Anthony Davis out there, which is a step in the right direction. You got to get Anthony Davis back and in the lineup for a while. Not for a game, not for 17 minutes. You got to have him. But, Tony, they shouldn't feel discouraged at all. But the only thing that's going to offer real encouragement from the way I see this is seeing the return of LeBron James, first for 17 minutes, then for, 38 minutes. That's what they've got to get back, Tone. And I don't even know if LeBron is not going to be back for a couple of weeks or more. And we're talking about him and Anthony Davis in that lineup just playing a couple of games. It's easier to incorporate Anthony Davis, who is still a dependent player. You got to reincorporate LeBron F. James. You have to have him. And I don't know if you can have him for long enough, Tony. The Lakers can't just play their way on the fly. They could play in the first round. The Clippers in the first round. That's a conference final, one we hoped for last year. So I don't see a whole lot of encouragement here, but last night was at least a good step.
You are very dressed up today. Do you have something tonight?
It's non-casual Friday. How about that?
Very good.
I like the rebel.
All right, let me get to this quickly. Anthony Davis, they should be encouraged that they have him back. He's never going to be this bad again. That was just rust. But the problem with Anthony Davis is he's fragile. You don't know how long you're going to have him. To your point about LeBron James, LeBron James is the core of the Lakers' heartbeat. All their hopes and aspirations settle on LeBron James. So until they get him back, they can feel as encouraged as they want, and it's not going to matter. Now, I'm going to disagree with you on one thing. As far as I'm concerned, it may be in the Lakers' best interest to finish as far back as 10th and then get in this play-in tournament, because then they have a chance to play either Utah or Phoenix in the first round, because you don't want to play Denver and you don't want to play the Clippers.
No.
They ought to be, Mike, they ought to be jockeying for position. And for those people that want to scoff at what I'm saying, last year in the bubble, the Lakers were 3-5, and people said, oh, they've lost it. They've lost it. And then they rang the bell for the playoffs, and they found it, didn't they? Because they were 16-5 in the playoffs in four rounds. I mean, that's what they've got to care about, the matchups in the playoffs.
Yeah, but Tony, here's the thing. We've all, meaning you, have dismissed the Utah Jazz all year.
I have.
I know, you came around. You came around a little bit.
No, they're very good. But if I'm the Lakers, I want to play them instead of the Clippers
or
Denver.
Yeah, you want to play people who are less battle-tested lately. There's no question.
Yes.
The playoffs are about that. But, Tony, you mentioned that 16-5 and the 3-5 before. LeBron and AD, they were playing those games. They're not going to have the games to get ready to have the advantage on Utah and Phoenix that you might think if they're not in there.
I don't think they need them as much as you think they need them.
I think they're ready to go. Let's move to the NFL and the mockery of Nick Sirianni, your boy, I'm sure. The Eagles' new head coach revealed earlier this week he's tested the competitiveness of some draft prospects by playing rock, paper, scissors with them over Zoom. Sirianni said he wanted to see whether players would talk trash to him, but now many fans are talking trash about him. Tony, is Sirianni taking too much heat over this?
Okay, so let me dispense with the game just for a second and look at the larger picture. Nick Sirianni is a first-year coach in a volatile market. He is taking over a team without any previous experience that was probably the most disappointing team in the NFL the last 2 years because of the downward spiral of Carson Wentz. He's in Philadelphia. They eat guys like this up for breakfast in Philadelphia. They booed Andy Reid in Philadelphia. They're not going to give a long leash to Nick Sirianni and Mike. And the owner is now inserting himself in the quarterback circumstance. So to me, if Nick Sirianni wants to play a kid's game with potential draftees because he thinks it helps him get the team he wants, God bless him. Because he's on a short leash. I would tell you he's in the Steven Silas chair in the NFL. That's what I would tell you.
Tony, did you watch his press conferences?
It was rough. The first one. Yeah.
He comes off like a dope. I'm not saying he is one. I'm saying he comes off like one. And we've seen great coaches be awful at press conferences. Oh, wait. There's a guy who's won about 100 Super Bowls. He's terrible at them intentionally.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
Because he's great whenever he wants. He's a statesman when he wants to be. Andy Reid, notoriously awful at press conferences. Great, great coach. So I'm not equating, but I'm saying you look at him and you go, are you kidding me? But, Tony, part of this is because there's so much time now, like 5 months, for every network, starting with this one, to simply obsess and be consumed with every stupid little NFL nugget and tell you what a big story it is and how it's breaking news, that anything you do now can be put under the microscope and magnified 1,000 times and people can laugh at it like me. So I don't know what it means. It means there's too much time, and this is the problem with the NFL offseason. People just make up stuff and tell you how important it is.
Well, let me go to one thing here. He did not ask any of his players questions like, is your mother a prostitute? He didn't do that. He was not offensive in any way.
That's saved for the draft prep.
In terms of rock, paper, and scissors, I am inclined to go for paper because I think macho guys like you always go for rock.
Yeah.
That's what I think happens.
Because I want to crush somebody in the head with a rock.
So I'm smarter. College football is changing its overtime rules. This year, starting in the second overtime, teams will have to go for a 2-point conversion after scoring. Last year, that was in the third overtime. Plus, now they are moving the 2-point conversion shootout up from the fifth overtime to the third overtime. And I didn't even know there was a 2-point conversion shootout. I didn't. So if things aren't settled after 2 overtimes now, they're going to place the ball at the 2. They're going to go to this shootout. Wilbon, do you support this rule change?
No. No. And you made fun of me yesterday for saying I'm a season ticket holder. I pay to go see college football. And I do. And I see a lot of it in person. And I didn't know there was this rule either about a shootout. 2 years ago, no. Northwestern, or 3 years ago, we had 3 consecutive overtime games, and I still didn't know there was a shootout. Tony, this is all meant to try and cut time from these games. We talked about that yesterday as well. I mean, obviously, Major League Baseball needs to cut time. The NFL needs to cut time. As far as I'm concerned, as a college football wacko, it doesn't need to. You go there because you want to tailgate for 2 hours, see a 4-hour game, and tailgate for 2 more hours. I go for the whole day. I want a 4-hour game. Anybody in the Big Ten I want to see play for 4 hours. That's the nature of college football whack jobs. And there's no need to touch the sport. It's the closest to perfect product there is in American sport.
So I don't like this rule. I'm okay with 2-point conversions after touchdowns, having to go for them. I'm okay with that. I don't like shootouts, and I don't like them in any sport. I accept them in the regular season in hockey, and I'm glad they don't have them in the playoffs. The difference here, Mike, is in hockey, 16 of the 31 teams make the playoffs. It hardly ever comes down to one game. But in football, 4 of the 150 teams make the playoffs. And if you lose on a gimmick, In a 2-point conversion shootout, that may doom your season. To your point about time spent, it's not like, what is the rush here? Because it's not like you got to get on a plane for a back-to-back in Ottawa. You're not playing for another week. What is the difference? Just play the game the way it stands. In the course of a year, is there may be one or two or even none of these games that go 5-0 OT.
I've never seen.
So what are you doing?
I've never seen the shootout. Do you think, and you've started over these last 10 years, because I remember 30 years ago, you were not a college football guy.
I love it.
You become one. Are you offended? Yeah. Are you put off? Do you find yourself getting fidgety at the 3-hour and 30-minute standard issue college football game?
No, because I understand that they stop the clock all the time. I mean, I get that. No, that doesn't bother me. In the history of these overtimes, which I believe started in 2001, there have only been 12 times, Mike, 12 times that it's gone to 5 overtimes or more.
Yeah.
You don't need a doomsday scenario. You don't need it. You don't need it. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Celtics beat Wilbon's Suns last night.
Can't win every game.
But how will they measure up against the Nets tonight?
How many Nets are playing? What, they got a 4-man team? And the Padres took game one from the Dodgers last night in a thriller. But will you, Darvish, beat Clayton Kershaw tonight? I stayed up. I texted you about your boy Melanson.
No, I got it. I got it this morning.
All right.
You know, Melanson was good for the Nats for a while, and then
he was good last night.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, only one of whom will have proper neck support from his ex-chair. What's first?
Toss-up. Who needs tonight's win more, the Celtics or the Nets?
The Nets don't need this win at all. They don't need it at all. The Nets can finish 10th and get in the play-in, and it's not going to matter. They are to the East what the Lakers are to the West. The Nets need James Harden to be healthy, and they need Kevin Durant to be healthy. And that's all they need. This game is meaningless to them. Boston needs this game. I think I'm right on this, Mike. It was as recently as 2 weeks ago that Boston was under 500.
Yeah, they were.
And some crazy people were saying, oh, they could fire Brad Stevens. Well, I think they're 9-2 since then. They're even with Atlanta in fifth in the East. They're a half a game behind the Knicks, and I think they need to pass both of those teams. The good news for them was Kemba Walker had 32. That's the highest amount he's had all year. And, Mike, I think I can make the case that as Kemba Walker goes, so go the Celtics.
I would love to disagree with you and poke holes in everything you said and take shots at I-95 along the way, but I can't.
Right.
Not in this instance.
Right.
I mean, the Nets, are you kidding? They're not even paying attention. It doesn't matter what the Nets do the rest of the way. They're going to finish in the top four. It doesn't matter. So the Nets need to get healthy. That's all the Nets need to do. The Celtics do need this game. They need to keep playing this way. And it is Kemba Walker, Tony. It's a nice ensemble. It's a terrific ensemble with multiple all-stars. You know, when you got Jaylen Brown, you got – they need their point guard to play the way he did last night, the way he has done the last several games. The Celtics need to win not just now but stay hot.
I agree with that. What's next?
Toss-up. They pitch against each other tonight. Who would you rather have on the mound, you, Darvish, or Clayton Kershaw?
So the game is in Los Angeles, and there are fans back to a degree. The Padres won last night, so there's more pressure
Great
on the
game
Dodgers.
Last night.
I would rather have Clayton Kershaw. The two of them, they're both great pitchers. The two of these guys faced each other last Saturday. I'm going to go through the stat line for a second, Mike. Kershaw went six innings, gave up two hits, no earned runs, had two walks and eight strikeouts. That's a very good outing.
Not as good as Darvish.
Darvish went seven innings. He gave up one hit. He had two walks and nine strikeouts, but he gave up a run. His is a slightly better line, but the run he gave up was almost unthinkable. He walked Clayton Kershaw with the bases loaded to force in a run. You can't do a pitcher, any pitcher, but a great pitcher can't do that. You know, I mean, yes, I'll take Kershaw, and I think the people in L.A. like Darvish from when he pitched for the Dodgers, even though he lost a couple of games in the World
Series.
I think they like him, but they love Kershaw.
Yeah, I like Darvish tonight. And Darvish has been great a year plus now because he was great last season with the Cubs where he also beat the Dodgers in what we used to call Chavez Ravine, Dodger Stadium. But, Tony, I'm going to go back to last night for a second because you had eighth inning double plays, one in the top, one in the bottom, that decided the game. The Padres scored the go-ahead run on a double play in the top of the eighth when the Dodgers should have thrown home and tried to prevent that go-ahead run, the third run, from scoring. I thought that was a mistake. And then it was unbelievable the Tatis throw on a relay to turn the double play in the bottom of the eighth that prevented the Dodgers from scoring and essentially won the game where his throw, right. Tony's like 87 miles per hour. He didn't have a mound to come off of. He is flat-footed on a pivot and throws it that hard. It's unbelievable. And your boy Melanson, former, I won't say wizard.
Former Nat.
Former Nat.
Nat.
He gets bets on a high swinging strike three to end the game. I texted you. It was a great game. You should have been
away. Three things.
What?
One, last week you got angry at the notion there was a statistic on how fast shortstops throw the ball. You yelled about that.
I don't remember that.
You said it was junk.
I don't remember that.
Now you like it.
I don't remember that.
Two, the better play in that double play was a second baseman getting turned around to get the ball
to Tatis. Not as great as Tatis.
And three, Kershaw's lifetime record against the Padres, he owns them. 22-7 and a 1.99 ERA. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Roger Goodell, your boy, has been cleared to hug.
I don't know what that means. Are Tony's Knicks going to keep it going tomorrow against the Raptors? Derrick Rose and Tibbs. Yeah, baby.
You went insane that they measured the throw on Gregorius.
I don't remember that.
And labeled it junk.
I don't remember that.
We'll go back to the tapes.
I don't remember
junk,
it.
Junk, you said.
Let's go to the tapes.
You said
didn't happen.
Let's get the tape.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Happy time, people. Happy 78th birthday, Tony Esposito, the Hall of Fame goalie for the Chicago Blackhawks. Tony and his older brother, Phil, the great scorer for the Boston Bruins, are both in the Hall of Fame. So are brothers Maurice and Henri Richard, the Rocket and the Pocket Rocket of the Montreal Canadiens. Hockey is loaded with brothers who have had tremendous careers. Bobby Hull's brother, Dennis, was a five-time All-Star. Frank and Pete Mihaljevic, the Big M and the Little M, were on 10 Stanley Cup champions combined. Henrik and Daniel Sedin, who are twins, both won scoring titles and Olympic gold medals. The Stastny brothers, Peter, Anton, and Marion, Jean and Dennis Potvin, Marcel and Gilbert Dion, the six Sutter brothers, yes, six, Brian, Dwayne, Daryl, Brent, Rich, and Ron, This doesn't seem to happen in other sports, certainly not with this regularity.
Yeah, well, nobody else ever, not then, had 15 shutouts in one season as Tony Esposito had as a rookie with the Blackhawks. Tony, he never won a Stanley Cup, had a 2-0 lead in game 7 at home against Montreal. They didn't win it, and so Tony didn't get a Stanley Cup. Great, 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 great goaltender.
Not so happy anniversary, Aaron Rodgers. On this day 16 years ago, Rodgers slid embarrassingly all the way down to number 24 in the draft. He was snared by Green Bay. Unlike Tom Brady, who had a long list of quarterbacks taken ahead of him, Rodgers had only one, Alex Smith, taken number one overall. Rodgers waited 3 years before Green Bay made the move to him, jettisoning Brett Favre. Favre and Rodgers have had the Packers covered at quarterback the last 30 seasons. Much has been made of the notion that history will repeat itself and the Packers will turn to their other quarterback drafted in the first round, Jordan Love. But it won't be this year. Rodgers was the MVP last year. On a personal note, Marcus Spears and David Pollack, great PTI guests, were both drafted ahead of Rodgers. Well, what are they doing now?
They're being great PTI guests, among other people, Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, holding it down. Two guys for 30 years to Packers, their alleged rival, the Chicago Bears, probably had, I'm going to say, 20 starting quarterbacks in those same 30 years.
We take time now to mark the tragic passing of 19-year-old Kentucky Wildcats guard Terrence Clark following an auto accident yesterday in Los Angeles. Clark was expected to be a high draft choice this year. Clark was a Boston native who grew up rooting for the Celtics. He was working out in Los Angeles getting ready for the draft. Clark averaged 9.6 points a game at Kentucky this season, but he missed 17 games because of a foot injury.
Tony, he also worked out specifically with some Boston Celtics in that time. Kemba Walker, one of them, and players last night who had known him and talked about just how sweet, how pleasant a person, a young man he was. They talked about how devastated they were. And like the rest of us feel, how unthinkable this is.
One omission, the Ravens traded left tackle Orlando Brown Jr. and two picks to the Chiefs for 31st pick in the draft and three other picks. Trading a tackle to protect Mahomes, an AFC rival?
Nah, they'll draft another one. They'll draft some offensive linemen.
Wow. All right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Trae Young will miss the Hawks' next two games, with a lateral ankle sprain. Your thoughts?
Tone, the Atlanta Hawks are in a dogfight for as high a seed as they can get, fourth probably, but they need to get him back in the lineup when it's safe to do so. Roger Goodell has been vaccinated, will be allowed to hug players. I'm sure you're happy about that.
Well, I mean, I think that all the drafts, and there's just two really that matter, basketball and football, the commissioners like to hug people, so that's fine. But he's been vaccinated. Have the players been vaccinated? Baylor landed Arizona transfer James Akinjo. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, Akinjo is a terrific player. He can really score. He transferred from Georgetown, but his coach left Arizona. I guess he'll be eligible right away wherever he wants, if he wants. Bob Costas will return to HBO for an interview show 4 times per year. I know you're excited for that.
I love Bob Costas. You know that.
Too.
He's a Long Island boy.
We both do.
Comac South High School. He and Cosell, the only people I knew that have clocks in their heads. You tell him a minute 14, he's out at a minute 14. Last one, your Knicks go for the night in a row tomorrow. Are they going to get it?
You know, usually I root for Nick Nurse and Toronto. But, man, the Knicks, it's hard to sit here and say they're not going to win and keep it going, Tony.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knucklehead.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.